Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. We're celebrating Memorial Day with Joe Davis, Director of Public Affairs at the Veterans of Foreign War, VFW.org. Please check that out. Joe, do you guys have any programs going on right now that you want to tell the audience about that they could support you on?
Well, pretty much right now, we are out there remembering our dead and about 7,400 VFW posts around the world. And up here in Washington, D.C., we'll be laying wreaths at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and that'll be at 11 o'clock, followed by at the Vietnam Wall at 1 o'clock. Even President Obama's coming down to the wall because it'll commemorate the 50th anniversary right. of the start of the Vietnam War and the 30th anniversary of the wall itself.
Is there anything you're doing? Are you guys doing anything with the... I didn't know whether you had any other programs going on over the years. You guys have had other things happening with the... I guess with the Iraq over, they kind of wound some of those programs down. Folks, still...
Legislatively, I mean, we're trying to get all these laws and bills and the money passed because we know once the wars end, veterans aren't going to be at the topmost of mind.
Yeah.
And right now, it's basically jobs are the most important. I mean, a pat on the back and a thank you is... that's good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't put food on the table. And that's why, all your listeners, all your business owners... especially those who are veterans, go out and hire two vets. If every small business in this country could hire just two vets, there wouldn't be an unemployment problem.
Mm-hmm. Please give them a shot. One of the things I'm glad about, I'm really happy about, for one reason, my son did two tours in Iraq as a Marine, and this is another one of the main reasons I'm happy about this. Is the way people are treated, the way our military are treated these days, the way I see people behave with them in the airports, and on airplanes, the announcements that flight attendants make about our men and women in uniform on airplanes. I mean, when I see that, when I hear people thanking people for their service, I'm a product of the Vietnam era. I was in the military during that time. And I was a recruiting officer for the reserves in the 70s, Joe, when people would spit on you if they saw you with a uniform because of their attitude about Vietnam War. And I'm really proud of America for turning that curve, turning that corner and doing what and treating our veterans the way they are now.
America just couldn't handle it back then. I mean, I will be at the wall today at 1 o'clock. And, you have 58,000 names on that wall, but 47,000 of those names are combat dead. Mm-hmm. And of the 47,000 combat dead, 33,000 occurred during the three bad years, 67, 68, 69.
Yep.
Can you imagine this country, knowing what we know now, but to go back 45 years and have 33,000 American combat dead in 3 years? That's where public opinion of the Vietnam War went south and stayed south. And the huge protests in the street.
But there was no reason to treat the men and women like that.
Because the American
want to spit on a politician, fine.
Right.
But not those men and women. They didn't deserve that.
They absolutely did not. And they couldn't separate the politics of the war from the warrior fighting the war.
That's exactly right.
Today
I'm glad we've turned that corner. Joe, one of the things I'd like to, I mentioned being a recruiter, and then at the end of the 70s, I was a commander of a unit, and what I saw, what was amazing to me, was I saw the big brothers wouldn't give me the time of day to join the reserves in the 70s, but their little brothers in the late 70s, I had a waiting list of younger brothers who were only, 18, 19 years old in, let's say, 78, 79, 80, had those younger brothers wanting to join. They couldn't wait to get in the military. And I think it's been that way since then. My point is, I think it didn't take long for that memory to get out of the minds of our young people and now we have these generations who have served.
Well, I think it's the Vietnam generation themselves. I mean, you know, because they now lead the country. I mean, they own the country, lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, you know, they have radio programs as the scholars, as the teachers, as the politicians. And the thing is, whether you protested in the street or you served in the military during Vietnam, you kind of like quietly took a bow that says, wow, we are never going to trash another generation of service members.
And that's why
Iraq and Afghan veterans have started going back to the first Gulf War.
I think you're right, Joe, and I hope that continues to be so. Joe, thank you for your service. Thanks for the work that you're doing with the VFW, and you guys have a great celebration up there this week in Washington.
Thanks for the invitation, Tim.
Thank you. Come back again real soon. Joe Davis, folks, with VFW, VFW.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Memorial Day. One more hour after this. Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.